favorite verses that we read every year at this time are found in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 7, where he says, look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. And then we move over to chapter 9, verse 6. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. They're favorite verses that we read in anticipation of Christmas, and I think really favorites because they look forward to the coming of the Christ child. And they're deep with meaning as we read through them, a virgin. And this virgin gives birth to Emmanuel, God with us. And the words Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace speak of God, of Jesus, the fullness of God dwelling on earth. But I dare say that that's because we have the rest of the story. We have the whole Bible and we know the story of Jesus' birth and life, and we delight in reading these stories or these passages from the Old Testament that look forward to the New Testament, and we are excited about that. But what was happening at the time that these words were written? In Isaiah chapter 7, Ahaz was the king of Judah. This is the southern kingdom, and Jerusalem is surrounded by hostile armies, and there is a shortage of water in Jerusalem. And King Ahaz is consumed with anxiety and fear, and it's at this point that Isaiah comes to him with a message from God. And Isaiah's message is that faithful trust in Yahweh is required in order to be safe in this world. And then God speaks to Ahaz and tells him that he can ask God for a sign of God's presence. And Ahaz says, no, I'm not going to bother you, God, with that. No. He refuses. And it is then that we pick up the story in verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. So if he didn't ask for it, God's going to do it anyway. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. It's an affirmation that God is present with Jerusalem. And while we see it as a promise of the baby Jesus that is to be born to the Virgin Mary, we have to recognize that this is a promise that is given to Ahaz, the king of Judah at that time. And it has to make sense to him in order for it to make sense in this passage. It was a promise to Ahaz of God's presence with him, that a young woman in the kingdom that Ahaz ruled would give birth to a son. And before he is of age, the countries that were attacking Jerusalem will have been defeated. So it's a call to trust God in this time of trial, in this dark time when they are under siege and wondering what is going to happen. An invitation to trust God, and actually a rebuke of the king's lack of trust in God. The promise of the Messiah is a secondary indication of God's promise, presence with us, but not that immediate promise of God's presence with Ahaz and with the country of Judah. In the eighth chapter, the next chapter of Isaiah, the prophet continues with the message that there will be great suffering at the hand of Assyria. He reminds them that they didn't follow God's leading, and therefore they bear the consequences. And a great distress and darkness will cover the land. At this point, we move to chapter 9, and there is an indication that there will be a new king in Jerusalem. We begin reading in verse 2, and then I'm going to skip down to verses 6 and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. So he's saying that there will be a radical transformation and darkness will turn into light. War will give way to peace. The message about the birth of a child is probably about the birth of a new king, and likely it was Hezekiah. The terms that are used in this, the royal titles that we so love to apply to Jesus and to God coming and dwelling on earth, were probably terms that were used in the crowning of a king. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the government of this new king would be one that would be marked by justice. So again, the promise that we see of a Messiah to come is really a secondary interpretation of this passage. Something that both tells about God's presence in the present moment, in the present darkness, as well as a shadow of that which is to come many, many years later. In all of this, there's a promise that if they will follow God and trust God's leading, there's hope. But the people and the kings persist in going their own way and in forming unholy alliances. Well, surely if we hook up with that country, then we'll be safe against that country. Or whatever it may be, the human sense of how to keep safe is often what takes over in these kinds of situations, rather than trusting that I can follow God's leading even when it doesn't make sense. It's the result of not trusting God and following military strategies of alliance that fail them miserably. However, in the middle of all of this is the promise that God is with them and that God will show them the way if they will but listen. As we've been talking about over the last close to 2 months, there is a darkness that has settled upon us. It appears political. We tend to react in political ways, and yet we have recognized that it is a spiritual darkness, that chaos has been given a new permission to let loose its evil upon our world. The bullies have new permission, and the difficulties continue. We recognize that to call it political is really to diminish what is going on, that it is spiritual. And Scripture tells us that we don't resist the darkness of flesh and blood, but one of principalities and powers. And yet it persists in appearing on the ground, even in political ways. Seems like there's nary a week that goes by without further darkness and destruction. This week, the Senate passed a tax bill which rewards the wealthy and corporations, and actually at the expense of the poor and middle classes. And it puts in jeopardy the social programs which sustain those who need help. And at the same time that is going on, we only have to drive down I-5 to see that homelessness is on the increase. Poverty continues, and it is difficult for people to make ends meet. The list of sexual predators among men that have status in our world continues to increase. every day it seems like someone new is named. The increasing findings of involvement of Russia in our American politics, North Korea and the United States and our struggles, problems that increase in the Middle East. And I could go on and on about the ways in which this darkness presents itself in our world. Yet it was in the middle of this darkness that the light began to shine. And so we take hope not in our ability to do it right, not in military power, and not in congressional action. We stop and listen for the still small voice. We look for and find the light. We ask, how is it that I can be faithful? That we as a community gathered at North Seattle can be faithful? How is it that we are to live day by day, step by step, in ways that shine the light among us, that increase the light? And so we look for and find the light. We remember that this is why Jesus came to earth, to shine a light in the darkness. And the darkness could not put it out. This week, the song Emmanuel by Michael Card was brought to my attention, and I want to close the message by listening to this song. Wendy is going to play it for us. And at the conclusion of the song that we're going to listen to, I'm going to ask us to simply enter into open worship, into waiting quietly in the presence of God, of inviting God to speak directly to us, to show us where the light is, to show us how to be faithful, and to remind us deep in our spirits that the light has come.
A sign shall be given, a virgin will conceive. A human baby bearing undiminished deity. The glory of the nations, a light for all to see, and hope for all.